This article's entitled Death of More Than 1,000 Fish in Pond Sparks Investigation. There's a picture of a gentleman from an organisation whose acronym is WASP at the scene of the problem. An investigation has been launched after the death of more than 1,000 fish with fears of contamination of a county fishing pool. The Environment Agency has said that specialist officers are investigating the scene at Roke near Wallingford, while campaign group Windrush Against Sewage Pollution, WASP, which first became aware of the situation on Saturday, is conducting its own inquiries. While the fish were dying, nearby sewage works reportedly hit a problem, which is still ongoing. The sewage works is believed to be connected through waterways to the Roke Pond, although nothing has been proven to link the failed sewage works to the deaths. A spokesman for the Environment Agency said, specialist officers are investigating the deaths of at least 1,000 fish in a pond at Roke last week. Samples from the water have been taken. Work to find out what happened and why continues. Ash Smith of WASP said, my understanding is that about 2 weeks ago, the fish began to die and in quite big numbers. The pond includes grass carp, perch, roach and bream, and it has been used as a fishing point for local anglers for many years. The sewage runs really close to the lake, said Mr. Smith. There was a blockage, and that happened at the same time. If that wasn't the problem, then it's a massive coincidence. In an update to locals on Sunday, November the 9th, the Berwick Salome Parish Council acknowledged the presence of road tankers in Roke Marsh, which is adjacent to Roke, during recent weeks. Neil Godfrey of the local drainage group said, the reason the tankers have had to be deployed is that McAllister, who are contractors for Thames Water, hit a problem. While working on lining the section between the watercress beds or fishing pond and the Roke Marsh pumping station, the operation failed and caused a blockage. This blockage needed to be bypassed, hence the use of road tankers on a continuous basis since the blockage occurred. In late October, Thames Water said it was considering options to sort the problem and has now scheduled high-pressure jetting. Though Mr. Smith said the scenes were already traumatic, he said it's quite possible more fish will die, especially if their gills are permanently damaged by pollution. The most recent comparable event he has seen is when more than 2,000 fish died in Swindon's River Ray after pollution, although he said it's rare to see such incidents in lakes or ponds like the one at Roke. He said the Environment Agency will have done some post-mortem examinations on the fish and we will do our own. Although potentially several weeks after any pollution event, he said there is still time to collect evidence, such as if the agency decided to conduct a fluorescein test.